the Haines Assembly tackles election investigation costs, and have questions about how the healthcare law affects you? We have some answers. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday, and on the agenda for the evening is discussion about the recent election, changes to permitting fees and penalties, and uses on the Chilkat River Beach and the borough manager position. First up, the group will discuss the cost of the election investigation. Following the wrap-up of the investigation, borough staff would not provide an estimate for how much the investigation cost. However, last week it was finally revealed that borough attorney Brooks Chandler estimates the cost at $10,000. He also writes the exact amount will be known by Tuesday's meeting. Borough code says the costs of an investigation are covered by the borough if the results are changed or the assembly determines the election was invalid or otherwise ordered by the assembly. School board candidate Artie Miller contested the election. She wrote a letter to the assembly saying while the investigation did not change the outcome of the election, it did highlight procedures that the assembly had discussed should be changed. Mayor Stephanie Scott also recommends the assembly vote to approve the borough paying for the investigation. The assembly will also discuss changing the fee and penalty structure for permits and permit violations. This ordinance came down from the Planning Commission in part after having to deal with an outcry about how chickens are permitted or violations fined. The group will also have a first public hearing on prohibiting motorized use in the Chilkat River Beach's recreational zone. This also comes on recommendation from the Planning Commission, and the borough's Park and Recreation Committee also supports this ordinance. The assembly will also decide whether to spend $40,000 to dispose of lumber and material from the Port Chilkoot Dock demolition, and whether to authorize a contract for nearly $500,000 for a new 911 dispatch project for the police department. Finally, the assembly will vote whether to have a candidate for the borough manager position, David Sosa, travel to Haines for an in-person interview. The entire four-page agenda and nearly 300-page meeting packet can be found online at HainesAlaska.gov. The Haynesboro Assembly meets at 6:30 Tuesday night in Assembly Chambers. Immediately before the meeting, the Assembly will be meeting with the Borough Auditor. What are the top 10 things Alaskans want to know about healthcare? Juneau residents took their questions to health insurance marketplace experts recently. Lisa Fu from KTOO was there.
What is the difference between a healthcare navigator and a healthcare broker?
As a navigator, we are really just sort of there to help people navigate healthcare.gov. Brokers can really help people to give them specific direction and suggestions on what plans might best fit their situation. Versus a navigator, we're there to just kind of help them through the process and couldn't direct them to a plan that might best fit their needs.
Will I get the same information about healthcare plans from a navigator and a broker?
Yes, brokers and navigators, we both are able to help people on the marketplace. A broker might have more options outside of the marketplace. For instance, I believe Aetna is one that's really offering a lot of plans, but they don't offer plans on the marketplace. So a broker would be able to give you more options, whereas a navigator just helps you on those plans that are available at healthcare.gov.
When will the healthcare.gov website start working?
Currently, the federal government has stated that by November 30th, they expect to have the website up and functioning. Once we are confident in the subsidy calculation and the functionality of the marketplace, we will deploy in full force to get individuals enrolled.
Since the website isn't working properly, I keep hearing that I can enroll by phone or mail. Is this true?
The bottom line is no. The website, healthcare.gov, is the one location where individuals can enroll into the federally facilitated marketplace. If the website is not functioning, individuals cannot enroll over the phone.
What's the difference between enrolling for an insurance plan through healthcare.gov and enrolling straight from a provider?
If you qualify for a government subsidy, the only way to enroll into a health insurance policy and have that subsidy apply to your premium is through healthcare.gov. If you do not qualify for a government subsidy, you can go direct to a carrier.
How do I qualify for government subsidy?
You qualify for a subsidy really based on your household income. So for household income, we use the federal poverty guidelines. 100 to 400% of the federal poverty line in this state, if you're somewhere in between that, then most likely you're going to qualify for financial assistance, aka a subsidy, to help you pay for your health coverage.
What is Alaska's federal poverty line?
For an individual, it would be $14,350 all the way up to around $57,000. So 100% of the federal poverty line in Alaska is that $14,350, and then four times that is at that $57,000. So if you're an individual and you are somewhere in between that income level, then most likely you're going to get financial assistance in the marketplace, and you should definitely pursue that.
If I'm Alaska Native and I use the tribal health options that are available to me in my community, do I have to enroll in a new health plan?
No. If you go to a tribal health facility, you can keep going there just like you've been doing. That stays the same. But you do need to sign up for that exemption called the Indian Status Exemption so that you aren't subject to a tax penalty at the end of the year.
Do military have to apply for an exemption like Alaska Natives do?
No, if you get benefits, VA benefits, or any sort of veterans benefits, then you don't need to prove or apply for an exemption. And then in addition, if you're on government programs like Medicaid or you have Medicare, then you don't need to apply for an exemption. You're considered someone who has health insurance.
And finally, I keep hearing about bronze, silver, and gold packages. What are they?
All plans have to offer what are called 10 essential health benefits. So if they're really offering the same coverage, they're going to differ in this metallic rating of bronze, silver, gold. If you have a bronze plan, you're probably paying less per month, but maybe more in your out-of-pocket expenses when you go to the doctor for your copays or deductibles. Compared to someone who has a gold plan, they're probably paying more per month for their premium, but then when they go to the doctor, they might have a smaller copay or deductible as part of that plan.
In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
The fresh snow and sunny day on Monday made for a vibrant background of a procession through town you don't see every day. Master carver Wayne Price had a half dozen friends help him wheel a black and red dugout canoe from his home in Fort Seward to the canoe's new home at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. Carved in 1982, it was Price's first dugout canoe project and holds special meaning for him.
I've done 8 dugouts, and this is always going to be the first one. So,
before the big move, Price and his friends, including one of his brothers, Bill, stood in his studio as Price laid out the history of the canoe. He and another brother, Russell, picked out the log of western red cedar from an island near Wrangell. They used a 14-foot skiff to haul the log back to Wrangell and then shipped it to Haines. In 1982, Price started carving the canoe at the Chilkoot Cultural Camp. Another brother of Price's towed the canoe to Skagway, where carving continued at the Corrington Museum. Then it was paddled back to Chilkoot, where it stayed at the Culture Camp for many years. Eventually, snow folded it open and left it in pieces. Price brought it back to his studio, and he's slowly been working on putting it back together. He's even rigged it with a sail with the help of local boat builder Terry Jacobson, who was also on hand Monday to help move it.
The name of this dugout is The Brothers, because of all my brothers that helped me put it all together. And we have brothers here today to help move it for its rebirth again.
Besides being his first canoe, it's also the project that earned Price the title Master Carver, decreed to him by Austin Hammond. Price had asked Hammond how one became a Master Carver, and Hammond told him to bring the boat out to Chilkoot for him to see.
Yeah, the boat ramp there, and I put it in the boat, and I floated it out. And he made me walk up to, like, my waist. And there was no wind. It was a nice, clear, blue day. And he said, just push it out. He said, just push. So I just pushed it out like that. Didn't go left. Didn't go right. He said, you're a master. You better go get your boat.
Working the 18-foot canoe out of his studio on Monday took some maneuvering.
Go ahead, keep swinging. Good.
Once on the porch, it was strapped to wheels Price fashioned to move it. The group slowly rolled it down a ramp, and then Jacobson raised the canvas sail.
Get it, hoo-ha, hoo-ha.
Rolling the canoe about half mile to the Eagle Foundation didn't take long. The sail even caught a breeze to help it along. Visitors in town for the Bald Eagle Festival took pictures as the canoe arrived. Then it was wheeled into the diorama room at the foundation with all the taxidermied animals looking on.
This is the, we've worked very hard to get to this moment. Just, bringing back the dugout now it's here that education purposes and people can see how it used to be. Wow, look at it. See how it used to be. And looks like it belongs in here.
Price says he hopes to still use the canoe on occasion, especially for educational opportunities. In fact, he plans on going out in the harbor this week, if the weather holds, to test the sail. But during its downtime, it can be seen on display at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Lisa Fu for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.